3, 2, 1.
CII Broadcasting presents Submission 1432. Produced and directed by Imran Ismail. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Every praise, all power, every blessing belongs to you and you alone. I did not come here on my own, but I was brought here by you. My call of Labaik, I am present, echoes my desire. Accept me as yours, and you become mine. O Allah, if you are mine, the world will belong to me. If you are not mine, even what belongs to me will make me restless. Previously on Submission 1432.
Tasneem, I'm waiting for you for almost an hour. Where's Rashida?
She didn't come here. Inna lillah.
Where can she be?
When did you leave the airport?
About 5 hours after you. Just got here about an hour ago. I'm going down to the Haram now.
Oh, okay. I haven't been down to the Haram as yet.
At last I was in Makkah. I tried to get things done as fast as possible and made my way down to the Haram.
But I told you I had to see my cousin in hospital. I couldn't walk away.
You couldn't walk away? And your plane flew away. Without you. I don't own the planes, you know.
This is a CII broadcasting drama.
Here's the Kaaba. Oh Allah, give me peace. I need it badly. I can't sleep at night. The memories don't want to leave me. I can't take it anymore. Take this fear and restlessness away. Every night I wake up with nightmares about what I did. Why did I do that? Why? Why? Why?
Naeem? Naeem, are you okay?
What? Yes, I'm okay. Why?
You were saying why? Why?
Oh, I'm sorry. I spoke my thoughts aloud. I shouldn't have.
I looked at him sideways. He looked like someone who was drowning. Totally panic. I guess we all have our secrets. As I walked closer to the Kaaba, I couldn't wait to get to the Multazam so I could cling to the Ghilaf and pour my heart out. Come, Naeem. Look to your heart's content at the Kaaba and make dua for the freedom of this anguish I can see you in. Do you know that 120 mercies descend on the Kaaba every day? 60 for those making tawaf, 40 for those reading salah, and 20 for those just looking at the Kaaba.
I remember hearing that somewhere. Come, we have to throw the ihram over the left shoulder and leave the right shoulder open.
Jazakallah for telling me that. What is it we have to do now?
First, let's make niyyah for tawaf, then let's go to the Hajj al-Aswad. Then we pick up our hands and face the Kaaba. Do you know what to read?
Is this Bismillah? Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yep, let's start. After we kiss the Hajj al-Aswad, we need to start the tawaf.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Mommy?
Sahal, my baby, how are you?
Okay. Mommy, I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too, my baby. Where's Kala?
She's here. She died for me. Where's Naeema? I want to talk to Naeema.
She's not here right now, but you can talk to Daddy.
No, I don't want to talk to Daddy. I want to speak to Mom.
Hey, give me the phone, Tasneem.
Oh, he's a bit crabby.
Just let me talk to him. Hello, Sahal! Dikra, how are you?
Where's Nanima?
I don't know, but Daddy is here. What you doing?
I don't want to talk to you. I want my Nanima.
Sahal, calm down. Ma is not here.
Where is she? I want my Nanima. I want to speak to Nanima.
Take the phone, Tasneem. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Sahal? Papat, don't cry now. When I see your Nanima, I'll try to phone you, okay? But you, shh, Mommy is missing you too.
I don't like you.
Sahal?
He's getting too spoiled. That Rashida overpets him. That's why he only wants to talk to her.
La ilaha illa anta subhanaka.
What you reading?
Something to keep me calm. Mommy, there you are.
Tasneem, my bachu.
What happened to you? We were so worried about you.
Ya Allah, Parodegar. I wanted to cry, I tell you. I thought I'm never gonna find y'all again.
Don't say that.
Let me look at your little bit for 2 minutes. I needed to go to the bathroom. So I thought I'll go quickly and come back while you were busy getting your luggage. Next thing, I took 1-2 turns and I didn't know how to come back. I'm trying to tell someone to direct me back here.
And then?
They all Arabians. That man points me in a complete opposite direction. And I don't know where I landed. Kasamti. There were some Malaysians looking like you, Zora.
Nanyo.
Mommy, I'm just glad to have you back. Oh, okay, now let's go. We have a taxi to catch to Medina. We'll have enough time to talk about it in the taxi.
Ya Allah, please take me to your haram. Against all odds, take me. Accept my labbaik. Please, my beloved Allah. Rabbana takabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Rabbi arini manasikana. Who is there?
It's me.
Ji, come in.
You still didn't take out your ihram.
Ji, I still have umid that I will go. I'm not going to take it out.
You're wasting your time, Sajid. You don't have a chance. The visas issued are all over. Anyways, I came to ask you if you could sort out Ashraf getting discharged tomorrow, since you are around now.
But I'll have to take a taxi to do that. Don't you have a car? Shouldn't we rather take the car and go?
Sajid, you know I'm so busy. Zafar too is busy. That's why I came all the way to ask you.
Okay, I will go.
Okay, Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Sajid bhai, what du'as you making, man? You mustajab da'wat, man. There's a strong possibility of you going on the flight on Tuesday. It's the last flight out.
But I told you, I don't have any money for another ticket.
No, not another ticket. Just an amount to compensate the airline. I'm just finalizing the details.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
That was beautiful. Hey, you look nice, bald, like a cool convict. I'm going now to get some food. You coming?
No, don't worry. You can carry on. You look ancient without hair on your head.
I am ancient. See you around, Naeem. I left the barbers, went to the nearest restaurant. The aroma and the bustle hit me full force, and my hunger increased till I had to sit down and eat there. I remembered to make intention of supporting the people of Makkah while buying the food. Hey Umar, over here. I see you have also completed your Umrah. How was it?
Assalamu alaikum. Gee, I did. Was an absolutely amazing experience. The Rommel, running between both mountains, the Zamzam, everything.
Ah, I know just how you feel. Come sit down. I spotted you looking for place to eat. Your wife and kid with you?
No, they gone to the harem with my in-laws. Don't worry, I'll find another spot.
Sit, man. I won't even look at your food.
Okay.
I bumped into Naeem. We did Umrah together.
Really? I would have thought he still hangs out outside the harem.
What you mean? You seem to know quite a bit about your brother, though you guys haven't been in contact.
After Naeem came to know that Papa had a second wife, my mother and another son, he derailed a bit. I don't want to go into detail because it's Hibbert and we're in a sacred land.
True. Have some falafel.
No thanks. My mind wandered back to the last time Naeem and I met, 4 years ago. Papa had passed away and I tried to avoid him at the janaza. However, the mayat was at Naeem's house and my mom had to go there. I didn't know if she cried more for the loss of Papa or for the way she was treated as the other woman. The next week I took mom and we went to speak to Naeem and his mother. I'll never forget the expression on his face when he opened the door.
You! How dare you come here?
I came because I need to talk to you. Like two civil people.
Say whatever you need to.
What's going to happen regarding Papa's will and the business?
Oh, so that's why you're eating humble pie. You came for a bite of the moolah.
It's not like that. It's our huk too, Naeem.
Why don't you make like a banana and split, Umar? Because you're not going to see a cent. Not a cent. All these years, I missed out on so much because of you.
Missed out? What about when you were in New England? Did money fall from the tree for that? Do you know how much it cost, Papa?
That's besides the point. I'm going to own you, you hear?
This isn't right, Naeem. I could take you to court for this, you know.
Sure, take me right now if you want. You will be tossed out on your ear. Let me tell you something. There's no official document, no legal paper, nothing to say that Papa and your mother were married. In the court of law, you have no right to anything of his money, business, or property. And I will certainly make sure that neither you or your mother get anything. As for that house you live in, it was on his name. I want you and your mother out by Monday morning. I already sorted it out with the lawyer. There was one good thing that Papa did. He forgot to make a will. Everything is mine now. 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 Everything is mine now.
The cast of Submission 1432. Zora played by Selma Vahed, Rashida by Rizia Razak, Tasneem by Tasneem Ismail, Sahal by Suleiman Musa, Naeem played by Muhammad Iqbal Zulay Rafiq Shakur Saleh, Omar by Muhammad Raiz Jada, Ibrahim by Muhammad Yusuf Dawood, The Agent by Wasim Mia, Ashraf by Imran Ismail, and Sajid by Sajid Qazi.